This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, yeah, 5563. Tammy likes to call me a chia pet. My hair is like crazy right now. It's been windy here. It's been wet here. We've actually, seriously, if you want to see all the seasons, they've been here in the last few days here in California. I mean, we've got snow, crazy rain, really, for real, and it's been tough. All right, this is in. I didn't think this just in. I've been looking at it and just really giggling over it for the last few minutes. Lori Lightfoot is out. She's done. She's defeated. And it wasn't a squeaker either. She couldn't even win her primary. That's how bad she was. And you guys in other cities across the country now, you might have gotten away with it a couple of years back. But right now, people have had it. They've had it with homeless people crapping in their driveways, crapping in their walkways. Businesses that are leaving California right now because it's a free-for-all in San Francisco, started by Governor Newsom. Right, there should, a government, a city government. This is what Newsom started. A city government that goes against federal guidelines, decides that even though the drugs are illegal, we're gonna create these little booths where they can go in and shoot up illegal drugs with a little dignity. How? And I know this is gonna really tinge some of you. How do you? With brain cells that actually work, can you use those two words or that line in the same sentence to say, we want to give them a place, right, to shoot up drugs in a safe environment and with dignity? You can't. A drug addict doesn't have any dignity. And I'm not putting the person down. Don't get me wrong here. They need help. I got it. Every time they stick that needle in their arm, they're screaming for help. Every time they take a handful of pills, they're screaming for help. There's no dignity in being a drug addict. There's no dignity with sleeping and crapping in the street and peeing in the streets. Right? There's no dignity in sleeping in a tent on a sidewalk. We're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. We're sending millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to other countries to look at the stupid things. What was it, Pakistan? To do $100 million to do a survey on sexuality? Are we for real? We got veterans dying in the streets. We got veterans that are homeless, veterans that are hooked on drugs. And the best we can do for them is make sure we reroute the money, my taxpaying dollars, your taxpaying dollars, that can help them out, that you're sending that money overseas. to help somebody figure out what sex that might be, because they can't tell by the parts and pieces they have. Just stupid crazy. That's what it is. All right? I mean, I don't know when, some of you, I don't know when you're going to wake up. You're so afraid. And this is really what it is when I talk to these people. You're so afraid of Republicans, of a conservative mindset, because we hate everybody, which is not true. Well, look what it's doing for you. Look what it did up in Seattle and Portland. Right? You've got women that are being raped, people that are being killed, stores that are being looted. This is happening in Democrat-run cities. And to show you that there's a mental disconnect here, some real mental issues, is they're telling you it's happening in Republican places. They're telling you that Republican-run cities are dangerous. Really? Where? When? Show me. Show me a Republican-run city that's got higher crime statistics than Democrat-run cities. Again, Chicago, New York, D.C., right? Seattle, Portland. Should I keep going? Austin. Even in Texas, a conservative state like Texas as a whole, and the smaller cities are doing fine. And, you know, you're hearing complaints now is when people move in there from places like California. You are running, this is why I say it's a mental condition, you are running away from the issues here because you don't like them forcing your kid vaccines on your kids. You don't like them, raising your taxes for no really good reason. You don't like paying $6 a gallon for gas. And then you go to Texas and you vote on the same people that will do the same exact thing there that they did here. You have a mental condition, and I'll tell you, it's one of two things. You've bought into the total fear against conservatives, Republicans. That's a mental condition, fear. Or, because it's not a healthy fear, it's an unhealthy fear. Or you really just believe that a Democrat, no matter how bad, is the right person for the job. I don't get it. I sincerely mean that. I don't get it. I have backed Democrats in the past. I know good Democrats that would be great in office. They're Democrats for a lot of reasons, okay, some of these guys. And I don't have a problem. That is usually not the same line of thinking when it comes to Democrats versus Republicans. So I'm your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus after this.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's how I always put it out to you, and I really mean that. I want you to be part of the solution. Anyway, let me just bring him on because I have so many questions, so many things to talk about. And Brad Dagus joins us, as he does every week, and we talk about some of the things that are going on in the legal world, what's coming up, some of the things you're going to be facing, and especially when it comes to education, you have your kids in the education system. What you can expect. And, Brad, always appreciate your time with me. And thanks for being with me.
Oh, likewise. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
All right, so before I get to yakking away and we forget, why don't you tell people what PJI is, what it does, and how we can support you?
You bet. Well, Pacific Justice Institute, you know, we're a nonprofit legal defense organization. And so we defend parents' rights against the government, including public schools and social workers and and the like. We defend, you know, religious freedom, you know, churches, families, people in ministry, people in the workplace, you know, people working for the government, you know, who are being persecuted because of their faith, students in schools and in college campuses. And then we also defend the sanctity of human life, not just the, you know, the preborn, but also situations dealing with people who are being done out of organ transplant because of their beliefs and convictions against saying having a required, you know, controversial vaccination, or having a life support removed from them even though they're not dead, and experts can show that they're not dead, they're still alive. So these are the kind of case we take on, and we, you know, people who are refugees, Christian or Jewish refugees from the hostile radical Muslim countries or communist countries, you know, we go to bat for them, the real, the true asylum ones, not just those, you know, lying so we can get across the border from, you know, from someplace. So we're very broad, and we do all our work without charge. We work hard to make sure everyone gets help. We don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. And then turn everyone else away. We don't do that. We're not like other organizations that do that. We want to make sure everyone gets help, and that's what we're famous for, and that's why we have more offices across the country than any other organization by far. We have 28 offices coast to coast, and we're expanding, about to open two more, in the very near future.
You know,
we're all without charge. We do all our work without charge. And if they want to keep up with our cases or support our work as a nonprofit, they get a tax deduction. Just go to our website, pji.org, pji.org, and we have great resources empowering parents on their rights and et cetera.
You know, it's funny, when you and I started this whole gig, I think you had single-digit numbers for, you know, offices. And
right.
I'm not suggesting that the show is the one that set you up for that, but I sit here and I think about how the world has changed, or how our country has changed, in this short period of time, and the need for you to have that many offices to take on that many things, and the differences from day one when we were talking about the kind of stuff you were defending to today. And I remember when the majority of your cases were all about defending pastors, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. It's gone in waves, you know, and you know, we had the churches locked down, and that we were defending countless numbers of churches all across the country, and to be able to reopen. And then we had the massive wave of people losing their jobs, being purged because of their faith, involving controversial vaccine mandates across the country, or losing their jobs because they don't want to use a pronoun, and play into something as a school teacher that they know is wrong for the a child or children in their classroom. You know, it goes in waves, and we have a lot of teachers we're representing now, nurses, you know, doctors, firefighters, law enforcement, who are being having to compromise their faith because of whether the vaccine mandate or the woke or the latest social craze of intolerance to people who have strong moral and religious convictions.
So let me, you know, I love dipping into your crystal ball, as you know, making it nuts. So you see the Tennessee today, it looks like they're going to pass a sweeping new bill that takes action against transgender surgeries, right? So there'll be for minors, no surgeries, no hormone, treatments, none of that stuff. And I'm seeing that more and more states are taking this on. All right, so deep in your crystal ball, this is going to end up, the ACLU is going to take this on, and this is going to end up all the way to the Supreme Court. Where does that go? Well, how does it get there? How do they rule on it? What are you going to step out on?
Yeah, so I think it will be upheld as constitutional by the Supreme Court. I can see it eventually going to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is shaking their head, at least six justices shaking their head, saying, really? You're saying it's unconstitutional for a state to ban masochistic cutting off of body parts of minor children, unable to decide, being permanently sterilized for what reason again? For a mental condition? Really? You know, I can see them just, Yeah, so I think it'll be, it could be even more than that. It could be 7-2.
Really?
Kagan, I could see her, I could see Kagan possibly ruling in favor of the rights of states to take those actions. But people need to understand, in the world sense, global sense, we are the anomaly to the world. Europe, in Europe, they have, they're banning this or have banned this.
Oh, yeah.
Most of Europe has actually banned any transgender surgeries, cutting off body parts, hormone injections to anyone under the age of 18. They're saying absolutely not. This is life-changing, life-destroying. And so that's what they're doing. So I think it will be upheld. I think we'll see more states pass this, particularly red states with reasonable, level-headed, quote, it's quote, you know, Ms. Huckabee, normal people, normal worldview. So I think we're going to see that happen. And along with it, I think we're going to see also more lawsuits against these hospitals and doctors that are doing this to minor children who do not and cannot get
You
consent.
Saw Harmeet Dhillon is taking on that lawsuit against Kaiser right
Excellent.
Now. And
We've openly offered to take on those cases all across the country as needed for minors or parents of minors or minors who've become adults and are now facing the consequences. They do not have the capacity to make that kind of life-changing decision. Study just came out. It was just quoted on the news today, but it cites that over 90% of minors will no longer have transgender dysphoria by the age of 18.
Yeah, see, that's and they're ignoring all of that. They don't care. We got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. We're going to stay on this topic. When we return, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 25 people are dead and over 85 injured following a train collision in northern Greece. A passenger train carrying over 350 people collided with a freight train on Tuesday night near the city of Larissa. A spokesman for the Greek Fire Service says the number of dead is expected to rise as rescue operations continue. The Supreme Court is questioning the Biden administration's efforts to cancel $400 billion in student loan debt. Justice Neil Gorsuch questioned whether the administration took into account the interests of those who did not take out loans to go to college.
People who paid their loans and people who are not eligible for loans. And that $500 billion is being diverted to one group of favored persons over others.
Meanwhile, Chief Justice John Roberts questioned the price tag of the plan. The Biden administration argues it was well within its authority thanks to the COVID national emergency. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Sorry. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's just get back at it. Brad Jenkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Check them out. Look, they do a lot of good work. Can we stop playing this game? They do a lot of good work. It takes money to do work. They don't just show up at the courthouse and go, hey, we're good, guys. We're helping to defend the law. Can we do this for free? It's very expensive to do lawsuits. And, you know, it's funny, and Brad, going to your gala a few months back, Charlie Kirk was there as one of the speakers, and he touched on something that you know, you kind of sit there and you go, why didn't we think of this earlier? The Dems always fight us in court. The Dems always take a legal approach at these things, and that's where they beat us. And now it seems like we've caught on in the last year or two or three, and now we're actually going after them in a legal standpoint, and we're winning these battles, aren't we? Like you were talking about the Tennessee issue, for instance.
Oh, yes, we definitely are, and it's so encouraging, the cases that we're filing. We have a record number of cases in active litigation, and that's extremely encouraging. Moving forward, and we have more wins last year than ever before. We expect this year to set a new record with regard to wins and settlements for our clients. So, yeah, we're really, really positive. One reason is because of the fact that President Trump, in fact, he appointed so many qualified judges that are really making a difference. And that we can count on from the Supreme Court all the way on down. It's really impressive.
Yeah, it is. And again, you know, you and I joke with each other, and you know, you're more up on this than I am. But you're such an optimist when you decide or you tell me how they're going to come out on a certain issue, and I, you know, I look around and just go, oh my God, you know, how these guys are so some of them are so whacked. When they come in here and they put these, but then I'm always surprised. I'm always surprised at the way they come down on these things. So, but back for a second to the transition bill, transgender bills that are going through. You know, here in California, close to me, it's one of the things I've talked to you about a little bit, is the FERPA laws, that federal government laws against, you know, making sure that you have access to your kids. Information, access to their health records, all of that stuff, are different than California's laws. And we have parents here in the state of California that have kids that want to transition, or been coached to transition, been encouraged to transition. And now there's this battle going on, and I know this from the position I sit in, where you have certain people that, teachers that are kind of encouraging, if you would. They're not staying neutral. They're encouraging by saying, let me give you a list of resources you can go to help you out in this. And you've got parents that don't find out till it's almost a done deal.
And right.
Again, when you have state law and federal law to fly in the face of each other, what happens?
Well, the federal law wins. The federal law generally wins if there's a conflict between the two. Federal law trumps state law, assuming the federal law is within the constitutional powers of the federal government. That's the assumption. So, but yeah, generally the federal law wins, and yet we have, you know, California, we've seen California try to, you know, pass laws that were in violation of the U.S. Constitution or in violation of federal law, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, we've gone into court and we've got those laws struck down. And, you know, when it comes to individuals like moms and dads out there, if they find out that the school district was behind their backs pushing and coaching a child, encouraging gender identity confusion, which is what it is, it's confusion, they should contact us immediately. We stand ready. We're loaded, and we're ready to file lawsuits all across the country to bring those school districts down for the hideous things they're doing to these children.
Yeah, this comes from a group of people that have been screaming to us for 2 years to follow the science, right? I mean, yelling at us, basically, to follow the science, calling us idiots for not following the science, and yet here they have very clear, very straight science of what's going on, and they refuse to deal with it. So I'm going to switch gears with you for a second. Military. You saw that the military came out and said, okay, no more forced vaccinations, right? They weren't going to push those anymore. Now you're looking at this, and what was there, 81 or 82,000 military men that were released, discharged, because they wouldn't get the shot. What happens with them?
Well, first, I just want to say, as a matter of policy, how insane that is. If I didn't know better, I would think that the Chinese were behind this whole thing. Because these are people that we've invested time, money. Some have gone to West Point, the Air Force Academy. I mean, really qualified people have now just been taken out. And so our military is not just weak in terms of numbers, but hours and hours and lots of money that we've invested in for training and development for the security of our country. So let me just say, as a matter of policy, this was insane. Separate from that, I believe that they're in a very strong position. We are attorney out of Philadelphia office. Karen White is an expert in military law, and we're going to bat for these in the military. The fact that they are saying, okay, it's not required anymore, that really weakens the government's justification to continue to keep these men and women out of armed forces when they themselves acknowledge, yeah, the vaccine isn't really necessary after all. And I think that it really weakens their case and to continue the atrocity, which is keeping these men and women from serving their country.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, they're lowering standards for females in some instances in the military. You just heard, I don't know if you heard this, but the Selective Services, Joey B is going to reenact Selective Services because they can't get enough people to sign up for the military. Well, they can't get them to sign up because of all the garbage they're teaching, the road they're going down. It's nothing to do with, I should say in most cases, it has nothing to do with people just flat not wanting to protect their country. They don't want to protect their country with a vaccine shot and with all the garbage being taught.
Oh, right. The radical LGBTQ have taken over the military courtesy of Barack Hussein Obama. Mm-hmm. He's the one that brought it in and have made it into a war zone against people of faith, of people who love their country, who are the most patriotic you could have in the military. They are the ones being attacked, and it's sort of common knowledge now. This is widespread in the military, and that's why so many young men and women are saying, gosh, I don't think I want to join that. I don't want to be persecuted because of my faith and put down and belittled by some hostile, hate-filled, radical LGBTQ commander or female commander. And we've seen those cases. These aren't hypothetical. These are real cases where this has been going on. The good news is that we've got a great Supreme Court, and we're willing to go to bat and to defend these men and women who are wrongfully let go because of their religious convictions, whether it's because of the facts or other indoctrination materials that violate their convictions. We're willing to go to bat for them, and hopefully we'll have a commander-in-chief that understands what it means to defend the United States of America and respect the constitutional rights of religious freedom and liberty for the men and women who are willing to die for our country.
You know, I heard recently that I think it was a federal judge came down and said that these COVID-19 mandates for teachers, the vaccine shots, were and are unconstitutional. That you can't force them to do that. I thought that was interesting. Well, I thought that was interesting that it was unconstitutional to force the teachers, but it's not unconstitutional to force the kids.
The issue is dealing with the teachers in Title VII, which is a different area of law. Title VII doesn't apply to students; it's some employment issues, and so. It was very interesting. I think that it was a great decision. It's not just from the Supreme Court. I think you're talking about the case out of New York, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that the one? Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But it was nonetheless a great decision. It's a decision of precedent that will be referenced in other cases across the country. It won't be binding on other courts, but it'll definitely be referenced and persuasive. Our legal staff, our attorneys are already strategized how we're going to be using that precedent in our cases across the country. The trend is definitely on our side, both in terms of public opinion as well as case precedent and, of course, the medical studies and research.
Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dinkins from Pacific Justice Institute after I make some money.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Board.
extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKeever, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way you become part of the solution is you become informed. Once you become informed, do something with it. No, really, seriously. Some of you guys, you get this information, you sit on it. I've talked to you people in the past, and you don't do anything with it. If you're out and about, if you're with friends, and they go down one of these roads that you have information about, speak up. Say something. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate your time with me. I really do. And I learned so much from you. Again, we have a lot of Facebook lawyers that love to write me during the show or after the show or whatever, and I just laugh. You know what? Facebook has made it so everybody somehow is an expert in everything just because they've had a few conversations around it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
The other thing before we move on to something else here is, you know, transgender health. When you see the science now, and again, YouTube, Facebook, all these places are working overtime to beat down these detransitioning sites or detransitioning videos that you see out and about.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and you see how much these kids are hurting, and it's not even a matter of all of a sudden they figured out they couldn't have kids anymore, but they're actually, at a young age, shortly after they start the hormone therapy, you know, they're losing hair, they're having pain, you know, in their joints, they're having bone pain. Is somebody sitting back going, wait a minute, this shouldn't be happening?
Yeah, you're right, and I think they need to know that there are legal avenues to challenge these hospitals, these doctors, these clinics, that are engaging in these hideous, inhumane tactics and practices. And it's all about the money. It's now a billion-dollar industry, just like the pharmaceutical vax was all about the money, and in so many ways. So we have to hit them hard, and hit them hard in court. And to do that, we have to have plaintiffs. We have to have people who've been down this dark road, who've suffering from it. And we'd be happy. They should contact us at Pacific Justice Institute, wherever they are in the United States. They should contact us. We have offices all over the country. We do our work without charge.
Yeah, I mean, you do some great work, and people need to check into this. All right. One of the questions we asked last time you were on, and I never got around to asking you, was this drag queen stuff that's going on in the schools and everywhere else, the sexual kind of dances, showing their male and female body parts, mostly males, though, to these young kids. I mean, is there no law against this to where somebody could jump on it, take pictures of it happening and have those people picked up, arrested for, I don't know what, but there's got to be something here.
Well, lewdness and particularly exposure to children, there's multiple counts here, with criminal counts in all 50 states. So, when this happens, they should do just that. They take out their cell phone, video, cameras, pictures, get that information so it's indisputable what happened. And they should contact the Pacific Justice Institute as well as law enforcement. Law enforcement, so we can have criminal actions brought, Pacific Justice Institute, so we can help bring public attention to it and public pressure for law enforcement and the district attorney to do their job. Sometimes it may be a liberal or radical left person who won't want to move on it, but they will if it becomes a big issue. And oftentimes, now, you have some people, like the DA of Los Angeles, who he's in his own never-never land and at the expense of law and order. But generally speaking, though, we can pressure district attorneys to do their job, even if they're politically or ideology-wise, not understanding the seriousness of it. And at the same time, we also have the possibility for civil lawsuits and civil litigation. So you have criminal prosecution on one side, but then you have groups like Pacific Justice Institute and attorneys who can file civil lawsuits for monetary damages against those thugs doing those hideous acts in front of children.
Yeah. Well, I think that's exactly the thing to start doing. I think the thing to start doing, people, if you're listening, your grandparents, your aunts, uncles, whatever, I think the thing to start doing is to make sure that, when this stuff happens, step forward. That's what I'm telling you about, getting engaged, getting informed. You've just been informed as to what you can do. You've just been informed as to how to move forward with this. So if you're going to complain about this stuff and you're not going to do anything about it, stop talking about it to me. Stop sending me emails. Stop doing, I don't want to hear about it. You've got to get active. You have to get engaged. It's the only way it works. Other than that, you're on your own. Seriously, if you're not willing to be part of the fight, you are on your own. Okay, you've got a case going on here in California with a teacher. I think it's California, is it not?
That's right. It's in Riverside County. It's the Yurupa Valley School District in Riverside County. And it's involving a teacher who was fired. And the reason she was fired was because of nothing she did in the classroom. She's a tenured teacher doing a great job, loves the kids. She's a gym in the gym instruction. And someone saw something on the Internet where she was reflecting her faith. So the witch hunt began. The tribunal was set up. They brought her in, started questioning her about her beliefs. And specifically three things. They asked her, they said, first, are you willing to use pronouns of a child? Say the child has gender identity confusion or dysphoria, and say it's a girl wanting to be a boy. Are you willing to use male pronouns and affirm that? She says, absolutely not. I said, why would I, how can I in good conscience confirm confusion? Especially when we know now that over 9 out of 10 will actually work it through by the time they graduate from high school. Why would it be insane to encourage confusion over something that if left alone, will work itself out, right? So she says, absolutely not. I says, that would violate the laws of nature and nature's God. I couldn't do that against a child. I love the kids. They said, okay, well, what about lying to parents? And would you be willing to lie to the parents of such a child? If the parents aren't aware of it, you're willing to conceal it and lie to them to cover it up. The dysphoria of the child, the generated confusion. She says, absolutely not. Parents have a right to know. They need to be able to know. I would never lie. Lying's wrong. God would not want me to do that. They said, okay, finally, would you be willing to allow a teenage boy with gender identity confusion to dysphoria to be able to go into the girls' locker room while the girls are there at any time, including when they're naked, putting on swimsuits? Allow teenage boys to go in there. Would you be willing to? She goes, absolutely not. I would never allow girls to be visually violated like that. That would be a clear breach of trust. Never. Clear violation of my faith and convictions. They said, okay, you're fired. And so she contacted us at Pacific Justice Institute because of our reputation, and we do our work without charge, and we said, look, we'll be happy to represent you. So our chief counsel, Kevin Snyder, is actually representing her, and we've already done the first stage. We filed an administrative complaint with the EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunities Commission, and once we get a right to sue letter from them, then we'll be filing a civil case, and it'll be a very strong lawsuit, and it'll be something that the entire country, I know, is already watching. It's a very important case.
Oh, it is a big deal. And I keep telling people, you know, it's a big deal because we have to have these wins. And again, going back to what Charlie Kirk was saying, is that you have to fight this stuff in the courts because it's the only place we're really going to make some major breakthroughs. If we don't, then we're just sitting ducks for these people. They're going to keep running over us, going to keep, you know, I think I told you this once before. I have a couple of friends up at the Sacramento State House. And he's telling me about some of the shenanigans that goes on up there. And I said, are you telling, because they tried to pass a law that was retro. Now, you and I both know, well, you know because you're a lawyer, I remember from school, you can't pass a law that penalizes people for doing this in the past. So
right.
they were getting ready to pass a law that would fine politicians for stuff they did a year ago. Okay.
I said to him,
this is elite. You can't do this. It'll get challenged. He goes, Joe, they don't care. They know that a lot of these laws that they pass are unconstitutional, and they're just hoping that nobody fights them.
Right, exactly. And before we forget, I want to let people know we have something very important to defend parents and school teachers and school boards. It's a Zoom call this Thursday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to be equipping school board members who are elected to office, who are not the puppets of the teachers union, on how to be effective. What are their rights? What are they doing? You're one of the participants who are going to be giving words of wisdom. We also have solid expert attorneys. So if parents want to be empowered, teachers, school board members, this is the Zoom call. And all they have to do is go to our website to register for it. To go to pji.org, pji.org, and it's 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Thursday, this coming Thursday in a couple days. So they definitely want to take advantage of it, and hopefully, you know, there's still room for people to participate.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the bottom line with that is people, we need your help. I mean, I'm a school board member. I'm telling you, we need your help. It's really just how it works. You can't just get us elected and walk away. Anyway, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. I learned so much when you're on the show. Me, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. All right, guys, you got me for the next hour all by myself, and I got a lot to scream about. We'll be back in a few minutes.